Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Yeah. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
Well, what a night today alive. Happy Wednesday, beautiful humans. Ash London is my name. This is Ash London Live. And for the next 3.5 hours, we're going to be hanging out with you. In studio with me, Draco, are you wearing some Nicki Minaj merchandise today?
Yes, it's a Chun-Li top, and she's like crime fighting.
Did they send me any merchandise or just you? What? Did you open my mail and put on my merchandise? Is that what's going
what?
On here?
A good question.
Oh, very, very interesting. Lucky I love you. Hey, we've got such a huge night for you guys tonight. We're chatting to Sabrina Carpenter and Aussie Girl Woods. She's put out this awesome track, which I can't wait to play for you. But let's kick this baby off with some music.
Explore the west coast of the USA independently with Busabout's Hop On, Hop Off Network.
Ash London Live's Buzz Track.
Right now, you can register your details at ashlondonlive.com to score yourself the ultimate West Coast adventure with Busabout. This is a really, really cool thing. Tonight's Busabout bus track comes from Griffin featuring Ellie Duhay. Register your details at Ash London Live if you want to win the trip. And a big love to Busabout for getting around our bus track and championing new music. This is Tie Me Down. You're listening to Ash London Live.
What's up? It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Ash London Live.
While I was waiting and listening in, I was looking at furniture online and I found this like light pink velvet chair sofa that I now can't live without.
I have that in my bedroom. I have a light pink velvet chair sofa.
Because you're a classy lady.
Because I'm a classy bitch.
Oh, classy bitch. And I think that's the funnest part of growing up, I think I realize, is when you start getting to buy furniture and care about homewares, right?
Yeah, that's true. I moved into, I moved basically in the beginning of the year. And in this place, I decided I was finally going to like start really properly decorating.
Yeah, get it, girl.
It's been fun. I like
it. Yeah. How much time do you actually get to spend at home? Because I imagine that life is a little crazy.
Yeah, I don't, which is why home now is like my vacation. You know what I mean? When I go home, I'm like, whoa, what's this resort? That's why I want to make it. I want to make it as nice as possible because when I'm there, it's like, it's definitely my relaxed time.
Yeah. Do you cook at home? Are you a cooker or you're an Uber Eater?
Oh, I love, so we have Postmates in LA.
Oh,
I'm a Postmates-er. Like, I can cook. I definitely don't by choice, though. I know how to make things, though. If I was, like, stuck on a desert island and, like, did not have Postmates, I'd be tight.
But then you'd have to forage.
That's true.
You know, like,
that's true.
You couldn't go to, like, Whole Foods or Trader Joe's and get You'd have to, like, spear a fish.
Right. Get the coconuts off the tree.
Climb up, get the crack it on a rock. Man,
yeah.
That'd be the best thing ever.
So good.
So good. Well, I've done that classic thing where I've started chatting before probably introducing you to the people listening. So I should say, Sabrina Carpenter, welcome to Ash London Live.
Thank you.
Yay. I feel like Australia's giving you good vibes, man.
Super good vibes, man.
Ooh,
I'm trying to pick it up. Like, I'm here
that
for
was great.
A couple. Well, actually, I'm going to Melbourne for just a day.
Well, you said Melbourne, right, baby
That's
girl?
That's what I said.
You know what's funny is when I was 14, I came here for the first time and someone was like, oh, no, you got to say Melbourne, not Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
And it never left me. And now I always just say it and then people applaud me for it. So now I really say it. Now I keep saying it.
See, Melbourne's where I live. And Melbourne's like where you go if you want to get a really good coffee, cool, like if you want to go and see an underground gig or discover like a quirky fashion shop hidden away in a laneway.
Oh, cool.
That's what Melbourne's for. But if you want to be lying on the beach, you know, scoping hotties, Sydney is for
Sydney.
You.
Yeah, no, I'm more of a you vibe. I would honestly, that's probably why you have great style because they've got like cool little shops in Melbourne.
Yeah, I love to do it. Well, we're so happy that you're here and we're loving this new track. But before we talk about your new song, I'm so jealous that you got to present at the VMAs.
Why?
I mean, because that's the coolest thing. You get to like go out and just stalk people. Like our producer, Sexy Vi-Vi, you know, she stalked DJ Khaled backstage while we're all back in Australia.
I once was, okay, so there was this one time where we happened to be in the same building and I don't think I was in the background, but I watched him do one of his Snapchats in an empty hallway. And I was just like sitting there like, and this was before I really knew like the power behind one of his Snapchats. So I was just like, oh, this dude's making a Snapchat. Like, what if I photobombed it? He probably deleted it. But at the same time, like, I just remembered that. That's my only connection.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that you get to live this life and not only make awesome music and meet your fans and tour, and which would be so satisfying as a creative person, but you have these awesome stories that you now get to like remember.
They're weird. I would never call them awesome. They're always strange. You know what I mean?
Like, well, ask Draco what he did at Pete Wentz's house for the best.
No.
Tell her. You got
to
tell
her. You have to tell me now.
Okay. So like 2 years ago, maybe, we were in LA and Pete Wentz lives so far. Like, it took us like an hour and a half to get there, right? Yeah. In an Uber. And I had just been to Starbucks and I had got like a venti iced coffee or something.
Yeah.
And coffee for me,
I know what it does.
Yep, okay. We're on the same page. Mm-hmm. And then he made us wait for 45 minutes in his lounge room when he wasn't even home. And the cleaner was like, just wait here. I don't know where he is. He'll be here soon. And I was busting. Like, I was dying. So yeah. I was like, excuse me, where's the restroom?
And she wouldn't let you use it?
No. She was like, around the corner. And I was like, thank you.
Oh. And he looks at me and I'm like, are you about to do what I think you're about to do?
Because we'd like, been talking about it.
I'm doing it.
Right. I did a poo at Pete Wentz's house.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of iconic.
Right?
Yeah.
Iconic is the word, Sabrina.
We don't all get to have that experience.
Exactly.
Stick around for part two of my chat with the lovely Sabrina Carpenter. But now let's get into the amazing acoustic she has done for us. This is Almost Love on Ash London Live.
Oh, yeah. What's up? It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Ash London Live.
One of my favorite lines from the song, I Want You Like a Loner Wants an Empty Room.
That's my favorite line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's so cool because it's like, it's so emotive, but also, and like you and me, we're both creative people who like talk for a living. But the more you do that, the more you share and give, the more sometimes you just want to be alone.
To be alone with nothing else. Silence. Yeah. And I think that was probably the inspiration behind that line. Was just, yeah, like I liked the visual elements that we were able to get across in the video. And it was, I mean, in the song in general, it was one of the songs that I was like, well, if I don't make the lyrics interesting, this could kind of be really boring, you know? I think Almost Love, we all feel what that is, but it's not until we're able to really, like, pull it apart and describe how, like, aggravating and, like fully emotive that situation is. And then it became way more exciting to me.
So great.
Yeah.
And I know that Almost Love was kind of something you had in your head before it was like attached to a concept. And I love the idea that you can have something and then watch that kind of grow into something so much bigger, and you can take and add those cool like moments that you speak about in those lyrics.
It's so interesting to see a song grow over time from, you know, when it's only a track to then when you have a melody but no words, and then you have words and then it's out, and then you have a video concept. You know, everything coming to life. It's just like the song really lives a life itself, which is super cool. And now with the third album coming, it's like I'm ready to tell so many stories. It's going to be fun.
Where are we at with the album?
The album is called Singular, and it's coming later this year. And I have a lot to tell about it in coming. I shouldn't say weeks because I don't know.
But, at some point.
But I mean, there will be things coming soon because the end of the year is coming soon.
So exciting, dude.
Yeah.
I'm stoked for you.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear it. And good luck with the journey over the next couple of months. Hopefully you find some empty rooms to recharge in.
Some
by yourself.
Sleep, maybe.
Sleep.
Just 5 minutes.
No, 10 minutes, man. Take 10, baby girl.
Thank you.
It was a real pleasure meeting you today. And thanks for the acoustic. And we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Thanks,
guys.
Bye. Relive everything online now. Just search Ash London Live on social.